President Donald Trump says his energy independence executive order fulfills a campaign promise to start a new energy revolution.
My administration is putting an end to the war on coal. Gonna have clean coal, really clean coal. With today's executive action, I am taking historic steps to lift the restrictions on American energy.
Trump's executive order also calls for lifting a moratorium on federal coal leasing, termination of a national clean power plan, which would have phased out coal-fired power generation, and the elimination of any social calculations or taxes attributed to carbon pollution. Trump nor his spokespeople have yet to explain what is meant by really clean coal, as he mentioned, but more than 500 coal-fueled electrical generating stations operating nationwide emit tons of carbon dioxide annually, a greenhouse gas, which is why environmentalists have long sought to retire the coal industry. Chris McNamara, Arkansas coordinator for Citizens Climate Lobby, a decentralized grassroots organization with 50 state chapters, says conservatives should consider a market-based solution to easing fossil fuel carbon emissions in the U.S.
Yeah, we want companies or industry to pay to pollute CO2 emissions into the atmosphere.
So a polluting coal-fired electrical generating station would pay a carbon pollution fee, while stations outfitted with scrubbers might not. Citizens Climate Lobby wants the carbon pollution fees paid to Americans in household dividends.
So what carbon fee and dividend or carbon pricing policy is we want to put a specific price on every ton of CO2 emissions. We assess the value of carbon dioxide emission per ton. And then once we have a price, let the market adjust how each individual business is going to adapt to this new cost that they have to internalize into their business models.
And Chris McNamara says there's a growing conservative movement organizing to deal with climate change.
So the Climate Leadership Council is a group of conservative business leaders, statesmen, most notably for us Arkansans, Rob Walton, who was the old chairman for Walmart, was on a delegation called the Climate Leadership Council, which went to the White House in February to propose a market-based solution to address climate change, very similar to Citizens Climate Lobby's market-based solution. So it's a carbon pricing policy. This was a huge deal. We also had 17 Republicans come out with a resolution this last month saying that climate change is an issue we need to address. So we're seeing bipartisan activity around addressing climate change because of that lack of leadership at the highest levels in the White House.
And Climate Leadership Council member George Shultz, a former Secretary of State under President Ronald Reagan, serves on the advisory board of Citizens Climate Lobby. Chris McNamara says a handful of states are legislating carbon pricing policies, something Arkansas Citizens Climate Lobby aims to do during the 2019 state legislative session. And there's an imperative, he says, given Arkansas's coal-fired energy complex, which imports coal from Wyoming, is ranked among the dirtiest in the nation. So this June, just as summer is heating up, 1,000 Citizens Climate Lobby members, including several from Arkansas, plan to lobby their members of Congress about the merits of carbon fee and dividend. For Arkansas Public Media, I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting in Fayetteville.